Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. In the days of Ramadan, let's discuss about a few things mentioned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. There's a beautiful hadith from Rasulullah which says, وَالسِّيَامُ جُنَّةُ الْعَبْدِ الْمُؤْمِنِ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. The day of judgment, the day of resurrection, is a hard and tough day because lots of people are going to face their rewards. They're going to see their rewards good, either good or bad. Those who have done good deed in this life, definitely they are going to see good things. They are going to face heaven. They're going to see, they're going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His mercy. And there's a group of people, those have done wrong things in this life, they are going to face tough time in the day of Qiyamah, in the day of judgment. They are going to see wrath of God. They are going to see wrath of angels, those who are gathering them to take them towards hellfire. But there's a lot of ways to protect ourselves from hellfire, because according to Quran, the fuel of hellfire is human being and stones. So mu'mineen, those who have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't want to see the wrath of Allah in any case. This hadith is a good source of our Islamic values, which says, وَالسِّيَامُ جُنَّةُ الْعَبْدِ الْمُؤْمِنِ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, means those who are people of fasting in this world, there's a group of people that just think about eat. Very unfortunately, some people think they have come to this world only for eating. This is not correct. We are here in this world to live a godly life, and for that we need to eat. We need to survive, and for survival we need to eat. There's two different perspectives. So mu'min is not always behind eating. Mu'min just lives a godly life, lives his life through godly values, through the guidance of God. This is the mu'min's life. And mu'min is always trying to earn something through his actions for his eternal life, and prevent and protect himself from wrath of God, from hellfire. This hadith says, وَالسِّيَامُ جُنَّةُ الْعَبْدِ الْمُؤْمِنِ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. Those who are people of fasting, those who fast a lot, those who live in this realm with fasting, they're going to have a shield in their hand. And this shield is going to be made of their fasting in this world. Those who fast here, they will have shield in their hands. And it's a phrase. Otherwise, the siyam, the fasting itself is going to turn into a barrier between them and hellfire. It's going to turn into a wall between themselves and fire. And this fasting in this world is going to prevent them from the heat of fire, from the tough time of the fire. Especially all the tough things happening in the day of judgment, because there's an earthquake, there's a fire, there's a heat, there's a long day, there's a lots of tough things in a way of wrath from God. But those who are people of fast, those who fast in this life, people of fastings, they are going to be protected from all kinds of wrath of God in the day of Qiyamah. May Allah give us tawfiq to become people of fast and to be saved in the day of judgment, inshallah ta'ala. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Ammar in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد